This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 19th of January. Brisbane Heat were crowned Big Bash League champions after prevailing by 34 runs over Perth Scorchers at the Wacker. Luke Palmer's back Joe Burns and Dan Christian all made at least 30 to lead the Heat to a useful 167 for 5. Perth then collapsed after a solid start as Kemar Roach took 3 wickets and Alistair McDermott and Ben Cutting 2 apiece. It was all round an excellent second half display from Brisbane, something epitomised by Nathan Horwitz being named man of the match for his 3 superb catches in the outfield. The second champions of the day were crowned over in Bulawayo, with Mashonaland Eagles winning Zimbabwe's Pro 50 Championship final by 5 runs against Matabeleland Tuskers. The Eagles have been propelled to 222 thanks to a rapid half-century prosper Utsaya. It looked like not being enough as Gavin Ewing and Brian Chari added 138 for the first wicket. However, a collapse followed, with Utsaya the man mostly responsible taking 3 wickets. When the rain came in the 48th over, Tuskers were 203 for 8, with a Duckworth Lewis par score 208. The players didn't get back on. Dhaka Gladiators made more than 200 for the second time in as many days as they marched to victory over Rangpur Raiders in the Bangladesh Premier League. Mohammed Ashraful made 73 from only 47 balls at the top of the order, with Oey Shah and Josh Cobb adding late momentum. Rangpur were able to reply with only 167 for 4, as they failed to recover from a poor start, in spite of a 49-ball 80 from Nasir Hussain. Toronto Red Shahi had earlier defended just 99 in the earlier fixture, as they beat Chittagong Kings by just 2 runs. Only 3 of the Red Shahi batsmen made double figures, as Marmadullah and Ravi Papara each took a brace of wickets. However, that was one more than Chittagong managed, as Abul Hassan and Sean Irvine shared 5 cheap wickets, and they were all out for just 97. Overnight in the Caribbean T20, Guyana booked their place in the preliminary final at the expense of Windward Islands. They took 11 off the last over from Johnson Charles, to win off the final ball by 4 wickets. Windward Islands had early been held to 117 for 7 after being asked to bat, with Stephen Jacobs, Ronsford Beaton and Devendra Bishu taking 2 wickets each. Chris Gayle had earlier ensured Jamaica's progression with a 44-ball 85 as they thrashed combined campuses and colleges by 5 wickets. They chased down their target of 151 with more than 3 overs to spare, with David Bernard and Nkrumah Belmer also contributing.